This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi, and the SES have issued a warning that we all should be aware of. So to find out all about it, I'm talking to Jay Coppy, who is the Public Information Officer for the SES. Jake, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good, thank you. What's the warning actually for?
So throughout today, what we're expecting is the possibility of some severe storms to travel through later this afternoon. That's due to a cold front that's travelling through the state and a low-pressure system, which is forming off the east coast. By Wednesday, we expect that to dissipate, but in its path, we could see some large hail greater than 2 centimetres and some damaging winds and some moderate isolated falls.
Now, what parts of the Hunter, if not all, does this cover the actual warning?
So essentially everywhere from the central coast north and all of the Hunter inclusive is a part of the our area of focus at the moment.
Okay, what should people do in preparation?
We're just asking that people are aware of the risk and if time permits, clean their gutters, move their cars undercover, move things away from windows, and just ensure that loose items like trampolines are tied down, and that they just monitor the weather conditions via the BOM and the SES website.
Okay. You guys must be exhausted. You've already done so much work this year already.
Yeah, definitely. And just including a statistic to that, in the last calendar year to today, Northern Zone, which stretches from the Central Coast to the Queensland border, we've completed over 28,000 requests for assistance. But we're ready to support communities as need be.
And is that a record number? Must be close.
It is. It's our busiest year on record across the state. We hope that it remains the busiest year and that we get a little bit of reprieve, but we're here to help where we can.
And as far as here in the Upper Hunter, I imagine your units at Singleton and Muswellbrook and Scone will be on standby for this event, ready to help if somebody needs it?
Definitely. All our units across the state will be on standby. We'll be tracking and monitoring the weather closely. And if anyone needs assistance from the SES, we do just encourage to call 132500 if their emergency is life-threatening. We ask them to dial 000 immediately.
Jake, thanks very much for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
That's Jake Hoppy there, the Public Information Officer for the New South Wales SES Northern Zone here on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.